Move at 92.5.
Hey, girl. What's up with you?
Wait a minute. Is this the right number?
It's the Loser Line.
Come on. Just call me back.
If you haven't heard the Loser Line before, it works like this. Let's say somebody approaches you while you're out at the club and uses this charming pickup line.
Hey, what's up, babe? You sleep on your stomach or what?
What?
Well, can I?
Gross.
Remember, whatever you do, resist the urge to make fun of his cut-off CrossFit t-shirt. Instead, tell him that he should call you sometime and hang out, and then give him the number to the Loser Line so hopefully he calls it and leaves an awkward voicemail that we can play for you on the air. Voicemails like this one.
First unheard message.
How you doing? This is Brad from Chuck Home. Anyways, you said you don't text, so I figured I'd give you a call. It doesn't look like you're home at all, so all right. Anyways, I guess I'll talk to you later. I don't know why I'm stumbling on this phone, but hey, all right, take care. Bye.
Next message.
Doesn't look like you're home at all.
That's what I heard too. And you know what? He dropped it like it was normal.
Yeah.
You know, that makes it even scarier because that means he's there a lot.
Yeah. Your lights seem to come on same time every night. You got a timer on those? Anyway, you said you don't text, so call back. I don't know why I'm stumbling around here on the voicemail. Here's another message.
Next message.
Hey, it's and you said you were, you know, into golfing and stuff, and we made, you know, a date kind of to go golfing in a couple days on Saturday. So, you know, haven't heard back from you. I hope you gave me the right number and everything, but I don't see why you want it. I mean, really hope you're not like all these other girls, you know, just saying what you want to hear at the time. But anyway, I don't think you are. So, you know, just give me a call back. Bye.
Next message.
Oh my God, he actually sounds nice. Why are all these women giving him the wrong phone number?
You can hear, like, hits him, like, halfway through the call. Yeah. Like, I hope you're not giving me the wrong number.
Like every other woman has done to me.
I didn't know that was so common.
Oh, man.
But I guess it's only common for that one dude.
Well, the good thing is he called back. So here's another message from that guy.
Next message.
Hey, Rach, it's Ken. I met you last Saturday. Yeah, like a week ago, we said we would go golfing this morning, and I haven't heard back from you. So you're just exactly like every other girl. You talk all this shit that day, and then nothing. When it comes to the time of the date, you stand me up. Mm-hmm. What the hell? I'm better than that. I'm better than you. Who are you to stand me up?
End of messages.
Yeah.
All right. He does sound like Prince Charming.
Yeah. He does, right? I wonder why he's getting stood up.
You know,
so much.
It probably went like this. He probably said, hey, you want to go golfing next Saturday? She's like, I'll check my schedule.
Yeah. Or they just were out at the bar talking about golf. And he's like, oh, you golf too? Sweet. We got plans next Saturday. She's like, yeah, here's the Loser Line. And then he waited around at the golf course for 2 straight days.
Oh, poor guy.
Yeah.
Remember, if you want the special Loser Line phone number, all you have to do is text the word loser, LOSER, to 78592.
Next message.
Hey, Karen, this is I just want to say that I had a great time the other night at dinner. I really enjoyed meeting your kids. I didn't know that you're going to bring them along, but that was fine. And I know you asked me about if it was okay if I, you know, paid for them. And I said, yeah, that was fine. And I just want to say I didn't mind watching them for that half hour while you had to go take that phone call. I'm sure it was an important call. That was fine. So just give me a call back and we can set up a second date. And, you know, and then we can also work out the payment for the Uber, the $75 I gave you for the Uber ride. That was fine. You must live quite a ways away, you know, for $75. I've taken Uber several times and it's never been over 25. So I'd love to see you again. Give me a call.
I'm sure she'd love to see him again, too. Yeah. Sounds like she can do whatever she wants. Yeah. Hey, watch my kids. Also can have $75.
Yeah. I can't decide if she's a really bad mom or a really genius mom. Free child care and free dinner? Yeah. I don't know.
And she's probably talking to another guy for 30 minutes on the phone.
Right.
I got to take
it. She took that $75 and went out to dinner with somebody else, and she paid. While he was watching her kids.
I think she went and got herself a pedicure in that 30 minutes somewhere down the road.
Here's another message from the loser.
Next message.
59. 60. Hey. this is Chaz. We met the other night. You know, you told me you like working out. I love working out too, so as you can tell, I'm calling you now in the middle of my workout doing my push-ups. Because you know, that's how Chaz rolls. The old Chester does not play. I never got around to telling you what CB stands for. When I was younger, they called me Coffee Bean because I grind so fine and I'm just like Maxwell House.
Oh,
I'm good to the last drop. You know, we need to get our bodies right together. Let's get our swole on. Me and you, baby. Yeah, let's get it right. Let's go, girl.
Next message.
I want to hang out with Coffee Bean.
I do too.
I don't know why this dude got the loser line. He sounds like just motivating to hang out with, you know?
I tell you, it was all awful until Coffee Bean came up. Yeah. And then I'm like, well, actually.
Actually, I kind of like Coffee Bean.
Yeah, me too.
So fine, yep.
Like Maxwell House, yep. All right?
Well, we'll get his number. We'll all hang out with Coffee Bean later, yeah, if you can, since he didn't get that date. Remember, listen to the loser line regularly on Mondays at 7:10 and 9:10. Your phone tap is coming up next. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.